Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me as we gather together and look at the astrology and energies of this week. We are gathering here to not only discuss what's happening and how it's affecting us and working with us, but also to take a conscious deep breath, to just pause and tap into your current blessings, what you are grateful for, the abundance that's all around you, the love that's within you, and the love that surrounds you. And we have to intentionally take a moment to feel and be in this place of mindfulness and presence, because otherwise we just get going with our daily lives. We are scrolling through social media. We are looking at email. We are trying to get things done. We are working. And we have to come back to the gifts of right now. And I feel that's very important as we just relax and give ourselves a well-deserved break and a moment of recognition. Just to recognize where you are at in your life, how far you've come, what you've learned, what you've healed, as well as what you are ready to create, experience, and manifest next. It's important that we do this, that we just give ourselves that sense of, okay, I'm good. I've got it covered. I'm doing my best. And some days that's all you have to do, right, is recognize that in yourself. So I feel like at this point it's a good reminder and a good thing to just sit with. You might come back to this thought later on in the day or in the evening before you go to sleep, just that sense of noticing yourself and how you're connected to everything, everyone, and allow that to bring you comfort and allow that to bring you strength as well. So here we are, the middle of April 2018, and we are in a time where we're approaching a big energy shift that's going to happen next week when we have the new moon in Aries. It is at 26 degrees Aries, and it is happening on April 15th, which is also the day that Mercury stations direct at 4 degrees of Aries to go forward. It's been retrograde since March 22nd. We also have Chiron moving into Aries on that same day. And then we also have a few days later, Saturn stationing to go retrograde at 9 degrees of Capricorn. So we are going to be feeling this energy shift. And I get the visual of looking at your car gear shaft and just shifting gears. And I feel that it's going to be that increase in momentum and that increase in a new beginning, really starting off. Because if you have been doing this inner work, this introspection of the Mercury retrograde, if you've really been aware and present of what your true alignment is, then you're going to feel this energy strongly this weekend and into next week. But before we get to a new moon, we have a ending, a completion of the previous new moon, which was in Pisces. And so we're really at this phase of letting something go, and I feel like a record, a spinning record that's repeating itself when I say that, But it's something to be aware of, that it's one of these cycles that we're always letting go of and we're always allowing something new in. It's just an ongoing spiraling energy. But with this new moon, because we have a lot of things happening within 48 hours, there's just a significant shift. Now, keep in mind, this is a general energy. This is a general shift. And I've been in contact with a number of people about their own chart, and their own chart has a different theme going on right now. So know that I'm talking about the collective energies, and you'll still feel this energy shift wherever the Aries energy is in your chart. But it'll be different for each person, of course. So we have this sense of a new birth, and that is what Aries does. Aries is the initiation of the zodiac. It brings in the new energy, and it gets us moving on a whole new cycle, a whole new journey through all 12 astrological signs. And it's meant to bring you into alignment with who you are now. And this is your true awakened sense. This new moon at 26 degrees of Aries is conjunct Uranus at 28 degrees of Aries. And Uranus is the awakener. It is what shakes you. It is what grabs you. It is what changes your life quickly. It's what helps people step into who they really are. It's what perhaps turns your life upside down. It's the individual. It creates rebellion and revolution. That is the energy signature of this new moon, my friends. It's that sense of, I really have to be myself. And everyone else be damned. It's like, I have to be me. And depending on how you work with the Aries energy will determine your level of comfort with this new self-confidence. And that's truly what the Aries energy is about. It's saying, this is who I am. I feel strong. I feel real. I feel very secure in who I am. And so it provides an energetic foundation of this new cycle. And this new cycle that's beginning has a lot of Aries energy in it. Because not only do we have the sun and the moon and Uranus in Aries, Chiron is in Aries, and Mercury is in Aries. So we have these energies that are all working together to really help you feel a new self-declaration of your I am energy. And keep in mind that this is, so actually the visual I get is that it's a bit like all of your chakras, all seven chakras are being lit up and activated with higher energies. And I feel it as crystals, like light codes, crystals, very, very new energy that previously was not able to even exist on the planet. You know, the frequency of the earth has to reach a certain point in order to accommodate and hold higher frequencies. And we've done that. A lot of us have been doing that work, especially since 2012. And so as we've moved through this big shift in human consciousness and awakening and higher vibrations on the energies of the earth, we then individually can hold higher energy frequencies within ourselves. And they stick longer. Previously, you could get these downloads and you could feel these energies, and it might not have felt as solid or like you lost it. It could be the feeling or that it came in and then it went away, and now it's really being cemented. So it's a bit like all of the chakras are getting a new download of these higher energies that are here to really support your foundation, your confidence, your sense of self in a whole new way, because you have deconditioned from who you are not. And I believe that we keep doing that in a way. You know, there's parts of ourselves that we see or that we realize an unconscious pattern or behavior, and we're ready to shift it. But for the most part, let's call it 70% of your energy field has been purified. And it's that sense of, well, this is really who I am. And this new moon is asking you to truly claim that. truly claim it. And, you know, that doesn't mean it's perfect. It means warts and all, right? It means a kind of fearlessness, a sense of, yeah, this is who I am, and that's that. It's that there's an edge to it with the Uranus in Aries. There's an edge to it. It's like, yeah, this is who I am. You want to fight about it? you want to get out your knives and talk about it in the street? It has that kind of a feisty edge to it, which, no, you know, don't go there. But it has that sense of just be yourself, really. And what does that mean for you? And wherever this energy is in your chart, it's where it's being activated and where it's coming up even stronger. And so that is really significant because this begins the 12-month journey of this year. See, it's funny how we have all these different starts. Each different start for a calendar year signifies something different. So we have the January 1st calendar start date, and then we have the spring equinox, start date when the zodiac starts at zero, Aries, which happens March 20th, March 21st. Then we have the first Aries new moon. And that's when it kind of all gets kick-started and it gets it that extra punch to go. So that is coming in strong. And the other thing that we have to look at with this energy signature is the location of Mars. Because Mars is the ruler of Aries. And so whatever he's doing, I've explained it before, like he's like the sous chef. The sun is the chef, but the ruling planet is the sous chef. And you want to be like, well, what's my sous chef doing? You know, what's he making over there? What's he doing? Because it matters. We're in this together. I need to know that we're on the same page with, on the same page in the kitchen, and we're both making the same dish. Well, Mars has been in Capricorn for a while now. And he, at this new moon, he's about at 14, 15 degrees of Capricorn. So he's only halfway through Capricorn. But he adds more energy to Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. Now, if you've been following my teachings on YouTube, I've been going through each of the lunations, what has been going on. And this means that the Capricorn energy is making sure that we're mature, we're not just rushing ahead and trying to start something just to start something, that we're really ready to commit to this new sense of self, this new beginning. There is the understanding that you're making a commitment, there's work involved, you'll be held accountable, and can you do that? You know, this isn't simply an impulsive decision that you want to make. The seriousness of Saturn, Mars, and Pluto and Capricorn is very real. And so we understand here that there's a new part of us that needs to be taken seriously by ourselves, and we are not going to compromise how far we've come, what we've learned, and who we've understood ourselves to be. It's an authority, a self-authority. That personal self-mastery is also very strong in this new moon. And so there's also a tension because, and it's happening this week, Wednesday, and you'll feel it into Thursday, as the sun and Pluto have been squaring each other, requiring something to evolve in you. So there could be that feeling of you're ready for the next step, you know the energy supports it, you know that it's real and that you're meant to take it seriously, and can you just step into it? And can you just embrace it? Because Aries will go off and start the new adventure and the next journey because of its own inspiration and motivation and desire. Aries has a lot of determination as well. So this is just a strong energy, and I'm wanting to kind of hit it home because of all the planets in Aries that can make us impatient And I want it now, I want it now, I want it now. And the Capricorn planets are saying, well, you're going to have to work for it, and maybe you won't get it right now, but it will be worth it when you commit and put in the time and discipline. So the other thing that's coming up this weekend on Sunday is that Mercury will be stationing direct at 4 degrees of Aries. Now, Mercury is actually at 5 degrees and 4 degrees of Aries until Friday the 20th. So he's going really slow, and Mercury in Aries is not typically slow. But what this signals is that we're meant to just sit with things a bit, to just be in it, to marinate, if you will, to tie up the loose ends, to look at what we might have missed. Perhaps you have to do a do-over. Perhaps something else needs to come through. And it's a slowing down of our daily habits or the desire to rush, making sure you didn't forget a thing and that it's done the best possible way. And so this Mercury in Aries is moving slow for a good 10 days. And that's a clear signal to follow that energy, to perhaps bite your tongue, to give yourself 24 hours to think about something, to review your list, your to-do items, your, you know, the details, the things you don't want to forget, and to think things through, to just give it more time. And it's probably not comfortable because Aries wants to do everything fast, but it'll pay off. So thinking things through and just going slower is important. Now, I did a special show last weekend about astrology for your business, and that is here on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes, and on YouTube. And it's designed to help you get clear about your business and how your business is an extension of your own energy. And so I recommend listening to that episode, especially if you are a healer, a teacher, you are someone who helps others through your business, or you're just looking to figure out specifics about your business, whether you are a coach or a strategist or whatever you might offer the world. Astrology helps you understand exactly how to manage and offer your business to the world. And that's also really important to get clear on right now, because we're starting this whole new cycle and you want it to start in the right way. Well, that's part of this Aries energy. So that show is called Astrology for Your Business. The other show that I did separately was about Chiron moving into Aries and how significant this is, especially if you're going to be between the ages of 49 and 51, you will be having your Chiron return. And this is another important thing to be aware of because it shows you what you're healing next. So please catch those two shows if you haven't yet, because they go into more things that I think can really help you and be supportive of right now. Because remember, it's a whole new cycle, and you're ready. A part of you is really, truly ready. It's a bit like, well, ready or not, you know, the train is leaving the station and off we go. Now, thankfully, we have planets in earth signs to ground us with all of this fire energy of Aries. We have, as I mentioned, the three planets in Capricorn who are keeping us in our own personal integrity, who are making us work, who are keeping us focused on what we want to build and create. And we also have our lovely Venus still moving through Taurus. She's in the middle degrees of Taurus. She's at 14 degrees as I do this podcast on Wednesday, April 11th. And so she's halfway through Taurus, a sign that she loves, and she's helping us look at our relationship with money, look at our relationship with ourselves, look at our relationships with our possessions and what we own, and what does it really all mean, and what does it signify? And this could be a time when you start clearing stuff out because it doesn't have meaning for you. Or you want to sell something so you can buy something new, you know, the newer version of that thing. It's that time where we understand how money is important in our lives. It provides our security. It provides our, food and daily life. Taurus is the archetype of a survivalist who understands that we need certain resources to enjoy life and to survive. When Venus comes into Taurus, she's the survivalist who wants to make it all pretty and comfortable and enjoyable, and she turns up the stereo with some great music. She likes to be outside. She's like, let's go for a hike. Let's go check out the garden. You know, she wants to enjoy everything with the senses. And so this has been a really lovely energy because Venus has been working nicely with the planets in Capricorn. And so what you're committing to right now, and anywhere that you're looking for perhaps more financial flow, it's really supported, especially because Venus is making a nice trine to Mars. Mars is the masculine. Venus is the feminine. They're in a beautiful conversation. It's great for relationships and dating and mating and work. Your work relationship dynamics with colleagues and coworkers, your boss, your manager, whomever you report to, that's all supported. It could be a great time to ask for a raise, a promotion, some kind of increase in finances. It's actually better to ask after Mercury goes direct next week. But there's just loveliness here that when we see it in an astrology chart, we want to make the most of it. So the Venus in Taurus is helping us get grounded of our essentials and what we need in life, to enjoy ourselves, to enjoy our surroundings, and to make sure that we have beautiful things around us that reflect our values. Venus is also making a lovely sextile to Neptune. Neptune is now at 15 degrees of Pisces. And so he's halfway through Pisces. He entered Pisces back in 2011. And halfway through the sign, and the lovely dreaminess of Neptune is connecting with Venus and providing inspiration for the next dream, how to make it real, how to make it tangible, how to take those visions and ideals and think, you know, I think I could get the money for that and the resources, and I believe I could make it real and make it happen or make it part of my business. So it's a really nice energy here that's creating the flow. So stay open. Stay open to the parts of you that are bringing in these new possibilities and potentials. It's just so strong right now. Now, Saturn is very slow at 9 degrees of Capricorn, and he's stationing to go retrograde on April 17th at 9 degrees of Capricorn. It's specifically 9 degrees and 9 minutes. And he's going to go retrograde and slow us down so we can assess what we've been working on this year and if it's worth our while. Because, you know, Saturn, he doesn't mess around and he doesn't want to waste time. And if he's putting energy into something, it needs to have a purpose and a function. And so this energy of Saturn turning retrograde, again, it starts on April 17th. So we're feeling it now because he moves so slow. And he's going retrograde until, getting you the date because I can't remember off the top of my head. I know he goes to 2 degrees. Yes, he goes back to 2 degrees of Capricorn until September 6th. So from now through the summer to September 6th, Saturn is in retrograde, And every time a planet is in retrograde, we use the RE words, review, reprioritize, reconsider, and we look at things and reassess them. Now he's going back to 2 degrees, which is where he was initially the second week of January. So what did you start the second week of January? That's what's going to be reviewed. Now, you might not remember, maybe it wasn't something that you started specifically, but he's covering that same territory. Whatever those issues are around your work, profession, career, status, authorities, your father, the structures of your life, your responsibility for your life, how you are using your time, if you are taking care of your commitments, and all of this is happening in your chart wherever the early degrees of Capricorn are. And this is a being serious and don't fool around energy. Capricorn brings consequences when we haven't taken care of our responsibilities or we haven't lived up to them. He brings consequences. And he says, you know, you need to do this. You need to work for this. You need to show up for this. You need to take care of this. And it's something in the real world because it's an earth sign. Capricorn is an earth sign that reminds us of our obligations to others, our commitments and responsibilities to something bigger than us. I mean, think about it in terms of your career or your professional life. And it's who we have to report to or answer to. Saturn is typically the archetype of the father, of the first male authority in your life, and how that establishes a relationship with authority. And so when Saturn is in retrograde, we look at our relationships with authority, our personal authority, our outer authority, and we look at how we can still remain strong in ourselves, in our authority, in knowing what's best for all. And that means you have to take care of those responsibilities. So the Saturn energy is going to just be a reality check, as it always is. But Saturn loves being in Capricorn, and he's just sitting at his desk, a very happy guy because he can get so much done. He does not take lunch breaks. He probably doesn't sleep. You know, he just is a workhorse. He's going to outwork everyone. That's basically the energy of Saturn and Capricorn. But it's in its highest sense, it's because there is a duty, a sense of duty, a sense of this is important. Because it's also something that I offer people. I give back in some way. I support the community. Capricorn is connected with government, big business, professionalism, Wall Street, all these parts of our lives where that are the bigger pictures that provide the structures of our lives. And so when we have this energy, we are looking at those structures and those areas of life, and do they serve us? Or do they need to go and something new has to start? So you might have, from now until September, a review of your career, of your profession, of your responsibilities, and you are being asked to be very serious in your choices and commitments. And from now until September, you might find things that you have to remove from your plate. Or you may see that you are done with a certain profession or area of your career. You're ready for the next step or the next job. Maybe you're ready for a new job because this isn't really what you want to do anymore. We look at our own careers and what we are doing to make money. And we're looking at it with a very practical lens. Very practical, very realistic, and we're saying, okay, this is what I want to do, but this is what I'm doing right now. What needs to change in order to get where I want to go? And so this energy is strong right now. is part of this middle of April turning point where you could realize, I'm ready for something new and this isn't it. And that can feel defeating or discouraging as well. You could feel, oh, I'm so far away from where I want to be, or I'm not even on the right track of where I want to go. You know, I'd rather be doing this job instead of this job. So that's part of this turning point of the middle of April. And it's important to trust the answers that are right for you and to know that those answers can only come from you. Now, yes, you can talk with friends and family and you get their, maybe their ideas or their insights and their viewpoint, great. But you are the prime decision maker. And you know your dreams, you know your ambitions, you know that one thing that you've always wanted to do. And so that's part of this reality check here. Are you even on the right track for what you want to do? And that would be a great thing to just play with, to think about and to see what comes up for you. Now, we're not supposed to be discouraged long term if you realize, oh, I really want to do this other job. Give yourself time to figure out those next steps and what you need to bring together or research or, you know, look into. Time, the fact that Saturn is going retrograde means that there's time. There's time for this. So it might not be right now. In other words, you might have to stay with a job that pays the bills because it pays the bills, but then you give yourself the next 4 or 5 months to put together your next plan and what you're ready to do next. See, so you have to take necessary steps. Don't put too much pressure on yourself for an immediate change. But know that Saturn in retrograde is saying, okay, if you need to go in a different direction, then let's talk about this and let's look at what you need to do to get your duckies in a row and to take those steps forward. Because Saturn is very practical and he's supportive. He really is, but he doesn't let you take shortcuts. So if you're working with the Saturn energy or if that's coming up strong for you, that's what's going on right now. Also, as part of this middle of April signature, energy signature. Now, let me see here. We still have our big happy guy Jupiter in retrograde at 21 degrees of Scorpio. Jupiter stays retrograde for a while until July. He's going back to 13 degrees of Scorpio. So we have that retrograde. And then later on in April, April 23rd, Pluto is going retrograde at 21 degrees of Capricorn. So pretty soon, by the end of April, we're going to have a number of planets in retrograde. Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. And that will give us time to reassess, regroup, and reconsider what is really for our best interest going forward. It's typical for one planet to be working with you the most or more than other planets. It depends on a number of factors, of course. If anything is working with your sun, that is pretty big, and that would take center stage. Whereas if a planet, a transiting planet, is working with your moon, well, that is your inner world, your private life, your feelings, and that tends to be much more private. If anything is working with your ascendant, that is your body, your physical body, how you present yourself to others, your mask, if you will, that you wear in the world, and so on. So we have all these parts of ourselves that are perhaps in conversation with the transiting planets, and it makes each of these energies unique for all of us. And it helps to know your astrology chart. You can get that at astro.com. It's a free account, and you just plug in your birth details. It brings up your natal astrology chart, and then it gives you a lot of free resources to check around. It's not the same as doing a personal astrology session because there's actually a lot that is not taken into consideration. But the astro.com website is a great learning tool. If you want to know more about the main energies that are working with you, or if you just want to learn more about astrology in general, I recommend that site regularly because it just has great stuff on it. So as we arrive at this powerful new moon in Aries at 26 degrees, please be very clear with your intentions, what you want to manifest, what you want to create and experience. Make a list, make many lists, do a vision board, do something that makes it really clear for you, because this new moon is starting a whole new cycle for the next year, and it's meant to be personal. It's meant to be personal for you. It's meant to be that sense of, this is really important to me. This is what matters to me. This is what I want in my life. And please know that it's supported, and there are a million ways that things can come together and manifest. So don't hold yourself back or think that you don't know how. If you were to get hung up on the hows, you will forget all of the magic. And that's not the point. The point is to just say, well, I'm here to experience all of my energy in the most beautiful, most amazing possible ways in this lifetime. Yes, I have healing. Yes, I have lessons. Yes, there's challenges. But ultimately, you remain in control of what you want to create. And so what do you want to create? Because the universe is saying, all right, sweetheart, let me know. Let me know what you want, and we're going to do this. You can tell that I feel this is like a very buzzy, exciting new moon. Of course, I'm in Aries, so that's part of it. You know, whenever there's a new moon in your own sign, you'll feel it. But my birthday was in March, so this is not on my birthday or anything, but you feel it. You vibrate with it. And so every new moon is meant to activate a new part of you. And the house placement is key, because the house placement is where that energy is being activated for you. So, love yourself. Appreciate yourself. Acknowledge yourself and who you are now, which again is different than who you were a year ago. Because for many people on this journey, you've opened up to even higher energies to receive and to integrate, and you're ready. You're ready for this next adventure around the sun. So I feel that it is complete for now, and I'll be back next Wednesday for another live show, which I will also be uploading onto YouTube. Thank you so much to all of you who tune in live. I appreciate your presence and know that it's appreciated that you make time for this show. You can find out more about me on one of my three websites. I have three websites now. ConsciousCoolChic.com is where I have all of my 12 books and various things that I offer and share with you. I have a new website called Conscious Intuitive Astrology, which is only astrology, and that's where you'll find regular updates. I update the blog a few times a week with the transits and what's going on. You'll also find more teaching videos there. And then I have my professional business strategy website at mollymccord.online. And that's where you'll find videos for your business and what you need to do to take it to the next level. So, thank you so much, my friends. I appreciate you, and I wish you the very best with this beautiful new moon, and may it be a big, bright one for you. Take good care, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.